the corporate world to creating a farm?
Due to COVID-19, the manufacturer decided to go in the opposite direction. So at that time, I was let go from that position, and I was just transitioning into some different opportunities, and farming came about as one I was working on for a long time.
There are not a lot of black farmers who exist. What challenges did you meet when you decided you wanted to take that path?
I think the biggest challenge was just being taken seriously with my idea and new way of farming. The people who are in charge of the funding aspect and approval for the USDA Department of Agriculture funding, they were not receptive to my idea. And I think that was partially because of the new concept and partially because of the historic nature in black farmers being challenged to get funding and opportunities from the United States Department of Agriculture.
Do you feel your efforts have widened the path for future black farmers who want to do what you're doing and the way that you're doing it?
Yes, I definitely feel my efforts have widened the path. Not only have it created exposure to a new non-traditional way of farming, but it's also given the opportunity for people to get funding and to use my case as a model.
Mario, can you describe hydroponics?
Sure. In a nutshell, hydroponics is growing vegetables or any type of produce without soil. We grow our fresh produce within a hydroponic shipping container. And if you can imagine the containers that go up and down the highways on those big trailers. So imagine being inside one of those and seeing some of the freshest vegetables grown naturally without herbicides, without pesticides, and without contaminants from the soil. We grow using the nutrients that are put into the water and the LED lights that are outfitted in containers. And with that, we're able to grow herbs, leafy greens, and also lettuce. So in traditional farming, soil is used to provide nutrients, the nitrogen, the phosphorus, and the potassium that plants need to grow. In hydroponics, those nutrients are being provided within the water. So we're supplementing those nutrients into the water, and the plants are absorbing those nutrients into their roots, and we're able to also change the nutrient balance of the plants and supplement more nutrients throughout the plant's life cycle and get the plants to perform and taste and look at their optimum.
At what point did you say to yourself, I can do this? And what gets you out of bed every morning ready to farm your project?
That's a great question. I would say thinking about my grandfather, George T. Johnson, one of the last conversations I had with him was this idea. And it was at the time when I received my denial letter from the Farm Service Agency. And he looked at me and he said, you have to keep going, because most times they want you to farm the land. They don't want you to own it. So in that moment right there, you know, I knew I had to keep going and to persevere. And unfortunately, a few weeks later, he was murdered. And to this day, I wasn't able to tell him, you know, the story and how the outcome of my project went. But, you know, that just gets me out of bed in the morning knowing that, you know, I'm still making him proud.
I would like to thank you for your time sharing this information.
Oh, thank you for having me. I do appreciate being on the show.